anywhere. Amen. Well, I'm glad for it. We're already seated there.
That's right.
We're seated there in heavenly places in Christ. That's right. Amen. I want you to look in Galatians tonight, the great book of the Bible. Some turning things in the Scripture. The books that turn some things. Scriptures that turn people. Paul dealt with it so much in his writing. It looks like to me that the Galatian battle was that Paul had got a revelation from God and understood what God told him in the gospel of the grace of God. Then he started preaching it, and of course, there was much adversary of it. The Jewish religion did not like what he was saying. He took Titus with him and had Titus right before him. He said, the same God that saved you Jews saved Titus, the Gentile. And it was such a warfare in them days over the gospel. There's much persecution. And you know as well as I do, because he persecuted the church without measure. He said he was done it ignorantly in unbelief. He didn't understand why these people were preaching Jesus. And he was an enemy of the cross at one time. Amen. But see, when God showed Paul the truth of God in the revelation, he said he wasn't taught of men, but taught of God. See, all them men had been taught of men, but had never been taught of God. And the only way you understand God is you got to be taught by God. You really don't understand God, you understand what he tells you. I don't think a man ever comes to full understanding of God, but I believe he reveals himself that we know him and he knows us. He does reveal things to us, and we learn from that. And it surely is a relationship and not just a religion. And it surely is, thank God, tonight, grace and not law. Amen. These people here, and I can understand where they come from because they was raised in that. They was law people. They was Judaizers. They was under the law of Moses. And they kept themselves under that. And all the time Paul had to tell these things, Romans, Galatians, about the justification by faith. It was faith. It wasn't a law. It wasn't something you could do to obtain what God has. It's something God gives tonight. Everything's a gift. He said it's the gift of God. And it is the gift of God tonight. You don't have nothing unless God give it to you. And I'm personally talking about spiritual things tonight, but it's truth tonight that a man cannot will himself to God. It's God that comes to him. Amen. No man comes to the Father but by the drawing power of God. That's a decision God makes. You can't make that. That's something God does. He gets you in the place for it. Surely he brought you into a church to hear the gospel. Some of you, and then some heard it from their family members and different things. But God did have a minister in your life that delivered the gospel to you. He said he gave one. He gave every man one. But also this, he thanked God gave the increase. The man didn't give the increase. God gave the increase, but he did use a human instrument. Amen. Of the church, thank God to preach the gospel. That's the way God set it up. And then when you get in this thing tonight, you can understand free will Baptist believe you can lose your salvation. Thank God, listen, friend, I ain't never lost it because I can't. Amen. It's not mine, it's God's. Amen. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. It's his salvation. I'm not picking on them tonight, and I understand their doctrine and why they believe this. For if they say, if I told you tonight, if you sin after you leave here, thank God you might go to hell, then that'd cause you to fear. Amen. Live in bodies and think you had to produce something to keep what yourself saved. But you can't do one thing to save yourself. You can't do one thing to keep yourself. There's no ability in mankind. Amen. Listen, there's nobody would be saved. There'd be, nobody would stay saved had it been anything up to them to do it. It's him, thank God. We have eternal life because he gave that to us. Amen. It's a gift. And when you learn that, thank God it is a gift. Amen. You don't have to try to work for it. And it's never you deserve it. It's just something God does for you on his own goodness. Amen. You can't keep the law tonight to stay saved. And even the Galatians, I think a lot of them people believe because they believe this is the fact that they, friend, are trying to keep people in living right, if you can get this. If we don't preach the law, if we don't stand the law, then these people will live another way. Amen. They're not living the way they've been, can I say this, taught the way Moses' law was in the first five books of the Old Testament, that they were taught these books, and they were taught that they ought to walk this way, and really, in the real understanding of them things in them books, there's a lot of good stuff. But listen, it does not justify you. It can't keep you saved. It's for our learning. It's for our understanding. If you read the scripture or not in the Old Testament, amen, even Paul said it's for our learning. Thank God, an admonition. God reveals them things to us. You know the book of Hebrews better. You know the book of Leviticus. It's just the way God put things together. The book of Hebrews was two Hebrews. And it was for their understanding, thank God, that they put away, he put away, he took away the first, that he might establish the second. The first was the first, thank God, covenant, our first testament, if I can say that, and then the second testament, amen, which was the New Testament. The New's better than the Old. Amen. The Old, thank God, kept men in bondage. They never could be saved completely. Amen. They were saved by faith, but I'm talking about their sin was never taken away completely. Thank God, the Christ died. Amen. Listen, he shed his blood for the propitiation for the sins. Thank God, he had forbearance on them. Thank God, and he kept them until, thank God, he, amen, my friend, became what? Their propitiation. That God accepted because he done it. Amen. That's just the way God works. What God does, he accepts. Amen. He set this thing up before the world began. Thank God, he had a plan. Thank God. What's the beauty of it is, amen, that no man could see this or understand this unless God showed it to him. It said in one place the angels desired to look into these things. But they couldn't understand it because they never have been sinners, amen, or redeemed sinners like we have. I to know one day, thank God, because of sin we became sinners, and thank God the Savior come to save sinners, and he built his own church in the spiritual church, amen, upon this rock. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and that's what the book says. God set that thing up. It's through spirit life, and that's what the New Testament is. It's a spirit life, amen. It is scriptural life because the Spirit didn't ordain and spoke the scriptures. Every word in this book is ordained of God, and the Holy Ghost is the one that authored it. And that's why we have that force tonight. I asked myself this question tonight. Here's Galatians. Amen. These people did believe. Paul said, are you made perfect by keeping the law or the hearing of faith? And of course it was the hearing of faith. But how could these men, think about this, you can think about this. If these men heard the gospel from Paul fresh, amen, from the revelation he got, it had to be Holy Ghost dealing with him. It had to be Holy Ghost revealing to him. Had to be the Holy Ghost appointing them to Christ. But now they're going back some of this other stuff because of the pressure of somebody else, the pressure of the Jews, the pressure of what they had been taught when they was young. I talked to that Jehovah Witness man there when he, thank God, took me around in that truck. Amen. I talked to him and I said, the pressure's on you really from your mom and dad because you've been raised in that. But you'll have to decide, amen, whether you're going to come out of it or not. Amen. I said, thank God, brother, listen. They had to decide. Amen. Listen, man, they could never come all the way out sometimes because of the pressure of the Jews. And you got to be circumcised. And you got to keep the law of Moses. And because of that, they never came out. Amen. Some of them didn't. They wandered in the wilderness. Amen. He even talked about that there. And he said, if, thank God, you keep in memory over there, he said to Corinthians. And then he said, brother, listen, he said, then that draw back, amen, they draw back, amen. So what was the evidence of these people being saved? Had to be the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing I got to tell you tonight. I can't say it's the works they did, even though faith produces works as you persevere through that. In fact, in Hebrews 6, when he wrote the scriptures, amen, he said, go on to perfection. These were not people, as some people teach, threshold people. They were people that had been, thank God, saved. They had tasted the Word of God. They had been partakers of the Holy Ghost, and they had known, thank God, what God said, but still, you can't go rebuild a house tonight. Amen. If you believe you go rebuild a house, what I mean is, he was telling them, listen, the foundation's been laid in repentance, laying on of hands and baptisms. You can't go back and rebuild that. It's already laid. Amen. You're trying to go back. Amen. And he said, you to go forward. And that was the problem. They wouldn't go. They wanted to hold on. Isn't that something the way Baptists
religious people hold on to tradition. They'd die over tradition, but they wouldn't die over the Scripture. Amen. Grandpa said this, or Grandma said this, or we've always been taught this. But the thing of it is, brethren, you'll never get light unless you're willing to receive it and go further with God. And listen, when you get down this truth in the Bible, if you can get a hold of this and take it, Jesus is all you need. Amen. He's all you need tonight. Thank God, He is the one. Amen. Everything is in Him. Thank God, there's no days in observing all these things. He talked about that in Galatians 2. Thank God, in Galatians 4. And listen, He's saying here, you got to go on. I don't frustrate the grace of God. I don't violate it. I don't mess it up. If righteousness came by law, Christ died in vain. But so much preaching today, and I used to do a lot of it, was trying to hold people, amen, into a right way that they would, thank God, do what I felt like, amen, somebody's system was, if I could use that, that this is what we believe. We believe if a woman dresses certain ways, or if they don't chew, thank God, or they don't drink, they don't curse, amen, but they read their Bible, they go to the Baptist church, they go, amen, and all this, this produces a real Christian, but it really don't. Amen, the Holy Spirit produces a real Christian. Christ produces a real Christian. Amen, do I want to go out and drink tonight? No, I ain't interested in it. Could I tonight? Well, I guess I could if I backslid on God. Amen, but listen, I don't want to do that. Amen. I don't want, listen, God changed my want to. That don't mean I don't wrestle with it. Amen. I wrestle with my flesh. Amen. I have problems with my flesh. But what I'm saying is tonight, Christ in us is the producer of everything, Brother Danny. Amen. Listen, if somebody's living for God because I said it, if I die, are you going to still live that way? Amen. You can't go that way, friend. Listen, thank God, when Moses died, they had to have a new man. And Joshua took over, who took them into Canaan. But Moses never could because God said he wouldn't. Amen. The law can't take you but so far. It can't take you in the promise. You see in Galatians, it talked about Hagar, and it talked about my friend, thank God, Sarah. And listen, thank God, friend, listen. Hagar and Ishmael was of the flesh. Amen. But Isaac was the promise. And that's where it's at tonight. It's in the promise. Amen. It's God that does it, friend. It's God that promised us. Amen. You say, where we come in, preacher? Thank God, grace getters. Amen. Amen. Thank God, God had mercy on us and had grace. Amen. Listen, it wasn't no religious act. It wasn't nothing I did. It was all He did. And if you can live in that night, you can enjoy life. If you're trying to uphold something in your own flesh, you won't be able to, because you fail all the time that way. And you'll always feel guilty that way. And brethren, there ain't nothing wrong, thank God, once in a while. Amen. Listen, to really see where you're at, and I have, thank God, that understanding, you need to repent and turn to God and get away from the world and the flesh. Thank God that draws you and draws me. But listen, if God's in you, He ain't quit living in you. Amen. Listen to this. It's Christ that liveth in me. I find people that live have actions. I find people that live have words. I find people that live, thank God, have production. And listen, He in you has that. He lives in you. He's just not sitting in you. He's living in you. He's talking in you. Thank God, He's blessing you. Amen. He's getting with you. Amen. Listen, friend, He's testing you. That's the way He is. Amen. Listen, thank God, we're not religious tonight. We have a regeneration, and we have Christ in us tonight. Amen. And that's where it's at. Somebody said, I felt guilty about you seeing me like that. I said, well, don't worry about that. God's in you. Ain't that right? If God's in you, see, God gives you confidence toward Him. Not confidence toward me. Confidence toward Him. If we can, He said, amen, thank God, over there in 1 John, He said, we have this confidence in Him. Thank God. We have that in Him. It's a restful confidence. Amen. You know where it's at, Miss Jennifer, Brother Todd? It's in love. Amen. You know somebody loves you, you have confidence, and you have rest in their presence. Amen. Listen, it don't bother me you got that shirt on that. I like it. Amen. But some people, amen, it's always judgmental and critical. You can't rest in their presence. You can't live that way. Amen. That's bad. It ain't good. Amen. You ought to be able to rest in His presence. It ain't about these things that's built up these churches today, and everybody looks like a robot. It ain't like that. There's failures. Amen. Listen, there's people that fail. There's people that sin, and I'm one of them. And there's people that have troubles. That's just the way it is. We don't wear a supernatural wing tonight that causes us to be above them things. We got a supernatural God that's above them things. And the only way God's going to accept us is because we're in Him, and because He lives in us, and because He blesses us. And there's no need to cut somebody off and cut them short because they hadn't arrived where you think they have or where they ought to be. And God's pen tonight is His work in them. And when we take His place, that's all we got. Is man performed? A man commandments? A man's doing this and doing that. And brother, I'm a preacher tonight. I'm preaching in the truth. It'll be up to the Holy Ghost to reveal these things to you. And see, He's the same every day. Amen. See, we don't have to be in a certain place like the Jews were. They felt like the temple was a holy place. They felt like everywhere, and when they went to synagogue, was a holy place. But the holy place ain't a building made with hands. The holy place is the body. Amen. Where are we at? Amen. We're as much, listen, it's as much God. Thank God when you go back and sit on your couch tonight, He's as much God in you as is sitting, you sitting over there. We just gathered as assembly. Well, the more, there ought to be more power here. Thank God. We got the power because it can't be no more in us personally, but when you get a bunch of it together, thank God, there's a possibility of, thank God, amen, a more exemplifying it or manifestation of it because He might come in, He has before, and have a touch of God on him to help me in my heart where I'm running on low gas. Amen. And it's just like anybody, friend. That's just why God put, we need one another for fellowship. We need one another for strength. We need one another to meet together and have prayer together and bear one another's burdens and enjoy one another and be blessed together and enjoy the family of God that God's given us here. Amen. It ain't about coming in. Thank God. My friends, seeing what people's got on. Amen. Or seeing what bargain they got this week. I'm not preaching against that. I'm just saying that's not the purpose. The purpose is spirit. The purpose is me to be edified. The purpose is my iron to be sharp by your iron. And thank God that's the way it is. And when I leave, I felt like I've got something. I thought about Mr. Larry back here. I went and visited him the other night. Me and my wife went up and saw him and Miss Linda, and I thought about him, and I thought, you know, he's there crying that he can't come to the assembly. Amen. He come tonight. Brother, listen, he ain't in the best of shape, but he's making it, and God's helping him. But I thought, God, I don't want to get up there, amen, and try to say anything that ain't going to help, and think about this man struggling, amen, sometime to get in to sit on the pew, and he come and nobody don't shake his hand. That'd be sad, wouldn't it? Or if he come and the preacher didn't ever say nothing that would help him, or if he come and no song would ever help him, and he'd go back out. That's sad to me, friend. I don't want it to be like it. I'm honest with you tonight. I'd soon sit down and not say nothing. I would. I'd just soon thank God, resign, and say, if I can't help nobody, if I'm not in this thing to help somebody, amen, listen, what am I here for? I ain't here to pass my agenda. I'm not a politician. Amen. I'm not here, thank God, to make you believe something that I want you to believe. I'm here to try to preach the truth and to liberate you in Christ and enjoy the blessings of Christ. And know, thank God, that we're here. He lives in us. Amen. Listen, if He's living in and through you, thank God, a man don't have to preach a lot on outside stuff. Amen. He'll do it, thank God. Amen. Listen, it ain't based on that, friend. It's based on what the inside is. And the inside's right, the outside will take care of itself. Amen. Jesus said, I cleanse that first which is inside the cup and the platter, that the outside may be clean also. Amen, but it wasn't about the outside of a child of God. That was what the Pharisees looked at. They always looked at what a man had on, what he did do and what he didn't do. And Jesus ain't going to always talk about the heart. He said, out of the heart come blasphemy, out of the heart come adulteries, out of the heart come all these things. Because when it gets down to it, everything we have tonight, thank God, comes from the heart tonight. Amen. That's right. Listen, you ever thought about nature, just your nature? Nature. Amen. Why does a bird fly? It's just nature. Why does a squirrel climb a tree? It's just nature. Why does a man love God? God put a divine nature in him. His natural man don't love God. Amen. His natural man loves himself. But a man that has God loves God. You can't teach that. That's something God just does, Brother Danny. Amen. Listen, when I was born in my mama and daddy's family, amen, I was born to sin. I was born to do what I wanted to. I wanted to do what I wanted to. Flesh still does. Amen. But when I was born again, amen, I never wanted to read the Bible. I never wanted to pray. I never wanted to get around people like you. Amen. I wanted to go somewhere where everybody else was like me. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Somebody said, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Old man said this one time. I thought pretty good. He said, if you won't look at yourself, look at your best friend. That's what you're like. Amen. He said, look at your best friend. That's what you like. Amen. He said, look at the books you read. That's what you like. It reflects what the inward man is. Amen. It reflects what you are. Amen. Listen, friends, sometimes we got to be realists and look and see what we really are. Woe is me. Woe is me. But in this scripture here in the Galatians, I'm not going to take a lot of time to read some of this. But he's telling them here about, thank God, he said over there, notice what he said. He said in verse, thank God, number 16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell the truth? He's telling them, thank God, that this stuff of the law, and they was all foolish Galatians. He said, you foolish Galatians. He said, have you been made perfect through the works of the law or the works of the flesh? You cannot perfect yourself in what you do. I know that bothers a lot of people, but that's just a God truth. Amen. Listen, you only perfected by what he does in you. And if you act in obedience to that, it's going to be a good thing for you because it does set you apart unto him. But obedience, thank God, worked in by the Spirit. You just don't naturally obey God. Amen. Listen, if you did, you'd do more than what we do. Amen. That's right, I would. Amen. You hear a message, and what are you going to get out of this message? I'm going to get out of this message tonight that it's all Christ. It's all the Holy Ghost. It's everything's in him and by him. And I have him tonight. He has me. And thank God I can talk to him anytime. I can worship him anytime. I can be with him, thank God, in the presence of God. And I know it ain't me. Listen, I know that I'm not better than nobody. I know I am what I am by the grace of God. And I cannot do anything that God's going to look down with this hand of flesh and say, boy, he done good for me today. Oh, no, friend. Thank God he'll say, my son in whom I'm well pleased. Thank God had mercy on height. Even though he's a rotten flesh, even though I love him, he's still weak and he's still frail. But I had mercy on the day. And thank God of this touch his heart a little bit. Amen. Listen. And the blessings of God come through that. And that's where it's at. And I'm glad I can talk to him tonight. I'm glad I have a personal relationship with him tonight. I'm glad I can know him tonight. And that's where it's at. And brother, they would not get away from the works of the flesh. They always thought they had to do this and that. And Peter, thank God, trying to show them. Amen. Listen, I'm not your enemy. I'm telling you the truth that you don't have to do all that. Amen. You ever think is, I did when I was a young Christian a lot more. Oh, so-and-so's going to be around. I'm about to kind of be a little tighter. You know what I mean? If I can't receive you for who you are, I think the presence of God straightens us up somewhat in our spirit. But at the same time, I think we ought to be who we are. I mean, I don't think you can be nobody else. And, you know, I pick up things from people. And I learn things from men. But at the same time, I'm not them. And you're not them. And why should have the potter not power over the clay to make the clay what he wants the clay to be? Is there not God severally given as he wills in a body of believers what he wants them to do? And the spirit that's upon them, that he's anointed them and blessed them and touched them. And there might be just somebody saying, God's a door greeter. Amen. And that's part of their as exhortation, shaking somebody's hand. Just being here, thank God, on a pew. Amen, with your little girl. And just being here, thank God, means a lot to me because I love you. I like to see you. Amen. Thank God for you. I mean, that's the way it is. Amen. Listen, friend, people think they're not wanted or they're not needful. And they get in that, we get in that way. Don't you sometimes, don't you tell God that sometimes, Lord, I ain't worth nothing. Amen. I don't know why I even go down there. Amen. Hey, God, don't feel like I'm helping nobody. Amen. That's what the devil will tell you, brother. God won't tell you that because he fits you in the body. Amen. You're a hand, thank God. Amen. A foot, brother, every part's necessary. Even the feeble parts, even the weak parts. God says necessary. Amen. We're in this thing together, brother. Amen. He built the body together. Amen. That's right. One of the greatest words is we walk together. It's one of the greatest words. It's got so much strength in that word together. Just together. As much strength in the word being together. Oh, we was together. I remember that day we was together. Amen. And that's where the power is. But brother, I'm telling you this. Relationship and fellowship with Christ is the key to having power with God. Because God gives it through His Son. If you don't talk to Him, you probably won't get a lot. Because the best thing you can ever do is talk to God. Sometimes you can't read because you got a headache. Amen. But you can whisper a prayer and say, God, have mercy and touch me. That's talking to the Father. That's where the relationship is. Amen. What would it be with me and my wife? And I didn't either talk to her more than I do, probably. But what would it be with me and her that never talk? Amen. What if I just sat and looked at her? And she said, what you just looking at me for? I'd say, just looking. Amen. But if we can get a conversation up, Brother Todd, amen, if we can talk about things, it strengthens our relationship. You see what I'm saying? Thank God. Listen, I'm bad sometimes. I'll look at that old phone. Amen. Thank God. I'll watch a ball game. Amen. Get half mad and go to bed aggravated. It ain't no good. What, they didn't help me. I couldn't do nothing about it anyway. Amen. I could have spent that time talking to her. I said this before, and brother, and I thought about it, and I preached to myself, and still don't do it. Amen. I said, what is going to be important to you when you take that loved one out by side of a grave, amen, and you say, and the preacher gets up and prays, reads a little something, and you see in that, this, amen, this is it, amen, and what can you reflect in your own mind, and won't a one of you look at this thing, thank God, my friend, and think, I should have been doing this, and not this, and listen, friend, you ought to, listen, we build relationship by fellowship, by talking to one another, and listen, that's why we close, that's why we have these closeness, this knitness. Amen. I just want to tell you this. I ain't a preach on marriage, but I'm telling you, you are become one in marriage, and that's the closest you can be. And I'm telling you this tonight, friend. Thank God, the closer you are, the better you are. That's right. And the closer you are with Him, the better you are. I told you this, and I've read the Bible a little bit, but there ain't many ones in the Bible. Husband and wife's one. The Father and Son's one. Father, Holy Ghost is one. And three persons. Give me another one. The body's one. This body's one. That's three of them or four of them right there. It ain't a lot of them, brother. You better realize the oneness, thank God, that we have in this body. The oneness. Amen. There's a oneness in this body. Amen. Listen, there's a oneness in this body. I was talking to a fellow the other day. He's upset. He says, Pastor resigned. Says he's going to go into evangelism. And he said, what do you think about that? I said, well, there ain't two places in the will of God. I said, that's up between him and God, but there's not two places in the will of God. You have a place in the will of God. What's the will of God? The purpose of God for your life. If God called you to preach, be a preacher, that's the will of God. Then that's what you fulfill. That's right. Whatever the will of God is. The will of God for one body to walk together in the faith until we mature and mature and mature are perfect till we leave out of here and we be completely perfected. Amen. That's what we're striving for. Amen. If somebody asks you this tonight, and I'm about through, they need to ask me, amen, and say, what, if somebody comes up and says, what's the goal of your church family? What are y'all shooting for? I'd say to be more like Him. That's what I tell them. I say to be more like Christ. Number two, if you're going to be like Christ, you're going to love like Christ. You're going to carry burdens like Christ. Amen. Listen,
Jesus loved people that ain't no way you'd love in the flesh. But he loved them. He loved them. That's a God love. Amen. When a body, listen, if you look at this thing here in the scripture, Paul talked about biting and devouring one another in Galatians. You know what that means? Bite up. Amen. He said that over there in one of the scriptures. He's talking about that. He said, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you not consume one of another. In other words, when you walk together, you have forbearance, you have love, and Christ did. If he had not forbeared, none of us would have escaped the judgment. And it's brought by the love of God. And that's the whole thing tonight. If you can get a people, if God, the Holy Ghost, works in a people to love one another and bear one another's burdens and walk together and believe him. I mean, just believe him. Where's the faith at? I mean, he looks at people in the Bible and he says, you have no faith. And he said, oh, thee of little faith. Amen. Then he said, just a couple, Brother Joe. That's great faith. But most of them was Gentiles. You can disbelieve. See what's throwed us. You want to tell you what's throwed us? Things not happen the way we ask sometimes. Well, I don't know whether I'll believe it or not. Well, he said believe it. He said believe and you shall receive. He said when you pray, believe you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. You trust your daddy enough tonight. If you had a need and you asked that man and you knew he had it, do you think he'd give it to you? You wouldn't even have a doubt in your mind. Not one doubt. If you was a little low on cash and you needed $10 to put a little gas in your car and you knew he had a pocket full of money and you said, well, I'll ask daddy. You wouldn't even doubt whether he would give that to you. What? We got a Heavenly Father. Thus is much more. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give good things to them and ask him? Bless the Lord. That's what the body is here for, to glorify God and trust him. These other people in the world ain't trusting him because they can't. They have no faith. We have the faith. Paul said, I kept the faith. I kept it. It didn't mean I didn't go through hardship, but I kept the faith. Finished my course. Amen. Fought a good fight. Amen. I love you. Appreciate you coming. Remember, them are sick tonight. God would bless and help them. And let's pray for one another. Mr. Larry, good to see you tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, buddy. That man right there loves his church. He said the other night, he said, even family members couldn't figure him out. How much he loved the church. Loved God. If they ever get a hold of it, they'll figure it. Amen. Brother Danny, have prayer for us.